Loving Vincent is out in cinemas this week, so here's a little bonus that we've saved from our chat with composer Clint Mansell. Here he reveals just how determined directors Durota and Hugh were to secure his services. We've got Mute to come, back again working with Duncan, and then Loving Vincent, which is this, you know, again, you were talking about how people are doing things differently and approaching things, and the film's been shot, and then each frame has been painted by over 125 artists, and you've done the music for it.
Yeah, I mean, that was a real passion project for Durota, who wrote and directed it with her husband, Hugh. Circumstance was that Hugh won an Oscar in 2008 for a short of Peter and the Wolf.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He didn't know Durota at this point. He's in England doing this. She's in Poland, broke, trying to figure out some ideas of what she wanted to do. And she was a painter, but she was sort of getting into digital stuff. And she had this idea of doing a short about Van Gogh, Van Gogh, whatever you want to call him. And she got in touch with Hugh's company and sent them the mix. And they looked at it. And Hugh goes, this should actually be a feature, you know. And it took them 8 years, 2008 to 2016, 17, 8 years, you know. But all through that whole time, she said, nobody's scoring this film except for Clint. Kept coming to me, and I'm going, I don't even know what this film is, what's going on, you know. And then when we played the Barbican, and Ivan, one of the producers, came down, and then they gave me the script, and I go, okay, I can kind of see this now. And then I looked at the stuff, I'm going like, wow, this is incredible, you know. And I don't know if it's ego or whatever it is, but you know, on my deathbed, I hope I can look over and go like, that's a pile of decent work that I'm really proud of. I don't want to look over and see some shareholder's bank account, you know what I mean, that I've pumped up. Not that a great deal of my films make money, but you know, the things that inspire you are the things that inspire you, you know. And I don't think I've ever really made a decision based on money. It's a decision made based on whether we can do something. I'm excited to do it, because if I was interested in making money, I'd probably got to a lot safer job than this, you know. Even though obviously the rewards for this business can be ludicrous, really, but for me, it's just really about the work, and so, because, like I say, I'm not good enough to coast it. I've got to really be into it and be at the top of my game. If I'm like coming in half cocked, we're in trouble, you know.